sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning. You're listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move with Becky Ivins. I am producer Mike, and because of the ice storm of 2020, we're going to have to do what we're doing a best of today with Chicago Title. If you're out there, though, and you need roofing repair, and probably who doesn't in light of this rather catastrophic ice storm, one for the record books, don't forget, contact Robbins Roofing. And their number is 728-3700. That's Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. You can also find them on the web at robbinsroofinginc.com, robbinsroofinginc.com. And now here's our interview with Becky and the gang talking with Chicago Title.
So much of my business is pre-action, just trying to figure out, should we be taking action? Should we be moving? What kind of house should we be moving to? What do we do? Mama died. Daddy's in a home.
Right.
Don't know what to do with the house.
Yeah.
We think it's in a trust. We can't find the trust papers. Locate your trust papers.
Yeah. So much of that real estate is just about interacting with people at the point of life that they're at.
Yeah. And it's not really the action time. There's a lot of prep that goes into this. Do you know what our average buyer lag time is? When a buyer contacts us, they do one of two things. They buy a house within the next 2 weeks because they're ready, willing, and able, and they're anxious to get it done. But more than half of them contact us, and about 11 months later, on average, is when they buy their house. But we help educate them in the meantime.
Yeah, this, like this morning, and this is Mark Carr, team member of Becky Ivins' team. And so this morning I was out at an inspection for a family that's moving from California to Oklahoma because, in their words, California has gotten too crazy. That's what they said. He's a long-haul truck driver, comes through Oklahoma, and they said, this is it. This is where we want to be. And they started looking about a year ago, and we're –
We're ready now.
So we're coming up on closing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we do have a guest today. And our guest is Ken McBride, who is the president of Chicago Title, Oklahoma. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, we have a lot to talk about when we talk about closing title companies and the difference between a title company and a closing company. I'm just going to start firing questions at you because these are things that I realize that the average folks, sometimes the average realtor, doesn't know the difference in a title company and a closing company. So you might even tell me something today that might educate me a little bit more.
Well, the process of closing or settlement, which though in our context, both of those words mean the same thing, is generally supervision of the process of meeting the requirements of a title commitment and gathering necessary documents, supervising the execution and recording of necessary documents, and the receipt and disbursement of funds. And that is generally referred to as an escrow function. In many states, escrow functions are regulated. In fact, I would say virtually every state, escrow functions are regulated, except in Oklahoma. Escrow functions are not regulated. There is no requirement for a background check or for an audit of your escrow files or anything. And so the escrow function itself is kind of wide open. And so there are people who are in the escrow business, and all they handle is the escrow closing, and that's what they do. Frequently, a company that handles that might also be a title insurance agent. And a title insurance agent, title insurance is written through agents, similar in some ways to other types of insurance agents that you're familiar with. And in fact, the same set of laws dealing with other insurance agents generally refer to title insurance agents as well. There's a requirement for continuing education. Title agents do have to have a background check. They cannot have a felony in their background. A title insurance agent is regulated and has a license, and that license, if they do not perform in accordance with the statutes and the laws, that license can be revoked or suspended by the Oklahoma Insurance Department. So there is a level of regulation there. And then, of course, in the process of preparing a title insurance commitment, an abstract is prepared. And our state has abstracts regulated by the Oklahoma Abstractor Board. And the abstract is prepared by someone who has a certificate of authority to issue abstracts in that county. And in Oklahoma County, there are six companies that have a certificate of authority in Oklahoma County. Some other counties of Oklahoma have two. Quite a few counties have only one. But you have to have an abstract from a company or a person who has a certificate of authority to issue those. And so frequently when you hear the term title company, that usually refers to a company that either is an abstract company and has an abstract certificate of authority in that county, or a company that is either a title insurance company or a title insurance, an agent of a title insurance company.
So a closer, if it's just a closing company, they really have no regulation.
Not really, no. And by comparison, some of the states regulate escrow very carefully. In Texas, you have to have a license to be an escrow closer, and you have to pass a test. And in Texas, if you have an escrow account, escrow companies, by definition, handle a large amount of other people's money. It's just that's part of what we do. The numbers are sometimes staggering, but essentially most of that money just flows through our escrow account. And that's why it's so important that those escrow accounts be that someone is staying on top of that. We have regular internal and external audits of our escrow accounts, and we've got people who are cross-checking everything that goes into and out of our escrow accounts on a daily basis. In Texas, you're required to get an outside audit of your escrow accounts once a year at your own expense and provide that audit in order to keep your license. When escrow companies get into trouble, and we've had a few in Oklahoma that have, it's usually because they have not been careful with their funds in their escrow account.
I can't imagine that is not regulated in some way, because it's just, I mean, you're holding other people's money to pay off for things to get paid that have to get paid in order for you to obtain your house or sell your house.
But now the difference being here is title company is regulated.
Is regulated.
But the escrow function isn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
The escrow function is not externally. In fact, nobody, there is no business that handles so much of other people's money with so little regulation.
Boy, you better go to a reputable one.
Right. Then. I mean, that's what I'm going. It just so matters.
Yeah.
It really does matter where you close.
It does matter where you close. We thank you for listening, but we've got a lot more to come. So stay tuned right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
In Oklahoma, roofers are easy to find. But when it comes to finding the right one, only Robbins Roofing stands out among the rest.
With over 60 years of experience in the industry, Robbins Roofing provides quality and service that is second to none. For roof installation, repairs, or maintenance, Robbins is the clear choice.
For roofing at its very best, trust R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Visit RobbinsRoofingInc.com.
CIB number OK8000251.
Hey, you frustrated because you're trying to sell your home, but all you're getting are excuses? Hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you about a great American right in your backyard who can guarantee to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or she'll have it bought for cash. I'm talking about Becky Ivins of Movers Real Estate. Now, she services the entire Oklahoma City area. She has a system that outmarkets and outsells 99% of agents in Oklahoma City. Now, I've talked to a lot of agents and invested millions of dollars into real estate, so believe me, I know one mistake can mean losing a lot of money. Becky spends thousands of dollars every month to attract hundreds of buyers, which helps homes sell fast and for the most money. Now, you risk nothing because if at any point you're not happy, well, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Call Becky Ivins now, 722-3232, 722-3232, or check out her reviews online at BeckyIvins.com. That's BeckyIvins.com. And consider your home sold.
Gary Thornton and the professionals at Crown Foundation want you to know they can correct any kind of residential or industrial settlement or shifting problem. Call Crown Foundation today, 721-5155, 721-5155. Remember, there's no substitute for experience or a track record of success. Call Crown Foundation today, 721-5155, 721-5155, Crown Foundation. We all like to save money, and State Farm can help you with discounts. When you combine your car insurance with State Farm homeowners insurance, you get big savings. So talk to your neighborhood State Farm agent and experience the good neighbor service that has made State Farm America's number one insurance company. Together, they can make sure you get the discounts you deserve and coverage you need.
Call Brad Russell at 947-2812. Once again, 947-2812. Here to help life go right, State Farm.
Buying a home can be a daunting and confusing task. Chicago Title Oklahoma, formerly Capital Abstract, is an industry leader with best-in-class title solutions. Always two steps ahead, we are dedicated to helping you fulfill the dream of home ownership. Visit ChicagoTitleOklahoma.com for more information on purchasing your own home and what to expect from a title company and policy. ChicagoTitleOklahoma.com. Teddy Lehman here. I've worked with some great teams in my day, including the team at Chicago Title Oklahoma. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that it really does matter where you close.
In Oklahoma, roofers are easy to find. But when it comes to finding the right one, only Robbins Roofing stands out among the rest. With over 60 years of experience in the industry, Robbins Roofing provides quality and service that is second to none. For roof installation, repairs, or maintenance, Robbins is the clear choice.
For roofing at its very best, trust R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Visit RobbinsRoofingInc.com.
CIB number OK8000251.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team.
And Mark Carr, Director of Operations and Buyer Agent for the Becky Ivins Team. And we're here with Ken McBride with Chicago Title. Ken, you were just saying that how there are companies that spend have how much to go through escrow in a month?
Well, in all of the combined companies that perform the escrow function, some months they can handle as much as $1 billion of other people's money.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot.
And it's, you know, historically in Oklahoma, of the vast majority of people who are involved in this industry do so in a very reputable and very responsible fashion. They are part of big companies that have checks and balances, that have people looking to make sure that money comes in and goes out in a proper fashion on a regular basis. But from time to time, we've had companies that for some reason or another, have not been responsible with it. We had one many years ago back in the 80s that it was rather interesting. This company came in, and they were very aggressive at hiring people from other companies and paying a lot more than than was really the market wage at the time, and they did pretty well. And then one morning after a big end of the month, the husband and wife who owned this just vanished.
Well, now I'm going to correct you on that. The husband vanished with the girlfriend. The wife was left in Yukon.
I'm sorry.
Sure, it's the guy's fault. I see where it's happening here,
Becky. Hey, that was the mastermind. I knew these people.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Okay.
but I
wow.
Will, you know, and it's a tragic story, but I you know, what stands out to me is I had a phone call from a lady who had been a seller in a transaction with that company on that end of the month. And here she was at that time. She had a check from this company for the proceeds of her equity in her home. And this check was no longer any good.
Oh, man.
And she just asked me on the phone, and she was crying, and she was very upset. What can I do?
Yeah.
And it's very difficult because you know, there's a lot of trust, there's a lot of depending on people to do what they are supposed to do and to do it in a reputable fashion, and these kinds of things are rare. Thank goodness, I think I've in my career I've witnessed 4, maybe 5 times that this has happened, but usually about once every, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, somebody will do this because they can.
Yeah.
Right. That was a kind of bizarre. I really was friends with those people. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was. I'm the one that actually gave them the idea that the FBI interviewed me about it.
You gave them the idea of how to...
it was very much in jest. They were talking about they wanted to run off and be together.
Uh-huh.
And I said, why don't you just do that? And she said, the girlfriend says, because he's not going to do it until he has at least $1 million. And I said, gee, how much money runs through here in a month?
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Becky.
Never thinking that anyone would really act on something like that. And I'm sure that's... I'm not the first. I'm sure they're the little devil on their shoulder gave them that idea before I ever spoke it. But
on the next episode of As the Real Estate Turns.
Yes, right.
Well, and just for the record, he was apprehended.
They both were trying to cash a check in New
really?
Mexico.
They both were apprehended, and as I understand, they were convicted.
They were convicted. They served time. I actually went up to the jail and visited her.
You were the mastermind.
Dear FBI. But he contacted me about a year ago wanting her telephone number. And I said, I'm not in touch with her any longer. And take my advice and just leave her alone. She's established a life.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. He said, well, I'm getting ready to get married, and I just wanted to see if there's still anything there. And I'm going, really? I would hate to get married.
I'm going to see if there's anything still there.
I know.
Yeah.
I said, well, talk to your fiance about that.
Yeah. Let me conference call in your fiance.
I remember exactly where I was on which road when that phone call came through. And I was like going, really, just leave her alone. And I've not been in contact with her for probably 35 years. So that has been a long time ago.
It's been a long time.
But
there is a little soap opera here.
There is a little soap opera
here. This is part of like title and real estate. You get in the midst of people's lives.
You do.
The good, bad, and most of it's good. Most of it is good people doing good work trying to establish homes. It's wonderful.
And that brings us to what my next question for you, Ken McBride, Chicago Title. Here we go. What are the different roles in the closing process?
I'm so glad you asked that because we frequently have people. In fact, my whole career, I've had people ask me, what kind of interest rates are we giving on loans we're making now? And I don't always know what to say because we don't loan the money. We work kind of in the center of the transaction in some respects because we take instructions from all the other parties. We do not tell people what their transaction is or what they need to do. We take instructions from other people. And so we get instructions from the buyer and seller that normally is delivered to us in the form of a real estate contract.
Right. And the important thing for the realtor to remember is that they need the correct real estate contract. I've had some people try to close on an offer that was not signed. I mean, that's the first thing you've got to do is turn around and look and go, well, are all the signatures there? Do I have all the documents to make the contract up, right?
That's a fairly basic sentiment, but it's easy to get ahead of yourself in a real estate transaction. If people are anxious, moving fast, and so forth, I can understand that. But we really do need a real estate contract signed by buyer and seller that clearly sets out what the parties have agreed to. It's frustrating sometimes when people come in and say, well, I know I signed that, but that wasn't what I meant, or that wasn't what I really wanted to do. And things get interesting at that point. But
can you guys close a transaction based on intent?
the thing is, as long as both parties are intending the same thing, contracts can be amended. But the things get weird when one party says, well, I read it this way, and the other one says, well, I read it the other way. So I can assure you that over the years, there's been a lot of work put into that real estate contract. And even though there are parts of it that I personally are not my favorite, there has been a great deal of effort made to make that contract form as clear as possible. So we get instructions in the form of a lender's instructions. Most real estate transactions involve a lender, and so we are not the lender. But we get instructions from the lender, and basically the lender says, if you do this, then we will send you the funds we will fund this loan, and then we receive those funds and we disperse those funds in accordance with a settlement statement that says where the money is coming from and where the money is going to. And then it balances, and all the money that came in goes out, and that's where we are.
So you gather, there's a lot of players involved in a real estate transaction. The first one, before anything, you have to have a buyer, and next you have to have a seller willing to sell a property. We're going to talk about even more people involved in this transaction and how it all comes together at the closing when we return after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
In Oklahoma, roofers are easy to find. But when it comes to finding the right one, only Robbins Roofing stands out among the rest. With over 60 years of experience in the industry, Robbins Roofing provides quality and service that is second to none. For roof installation, repairs, or maintenance, Robbins is the clear choice.
For roofing at its very best, trust R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Visit RobbinsRoofingInc.com.
CIB number OK8000251.
Hi, I'm Joe McKinney with McKinney Investments, and I'm here to talk about Robbins Roofing. They're reliable. They're honest. They're not a fly-by-night group. They're here for the long haul. They've hit the mark every time with what they've said they're going to do, at the price that they said they were going to do it, and the time frame that they said they can do it. I couldn't recommend any other roofing company any more than I can Robbins Roofing.
For roofing at its very best, trust R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Visit RobbinsRoofingInc.com.
CIB number OK8000251. Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. As the founder of New York City's top real estate firm, I oversaw thousands of transactions involving high-end properties. What makes the difference? The agent. And I only recommend an agent with a strong marketing plan and proven results.
In the Oklahoma City Metro, I would hire Becky Ivins. If your home doesn't sell at terms you agree to, Becky will buy it.
Find out what your home is really worth. Go online or call and get your home sold.
We all like to save money, and State Farm can help you with discounts. When you combine your car insurance with State Farm homeowners insurance, you get big savings. So talk to your neighborhood State Farm agent and experience the good neighbor service that has made State Farm America's number one insurance company. Together, they can make sure you get the discounts you deserve and coverage you need.
Call Brad Russell at 947-2812. Once again, 947-2812. Here to help life go right, State Farm.
In Oklahoma, roofers are easy to find. But when it comes to finding the right one, only Robbins Roofing stands out among the rest. With over 60 years of experience in the industry, Robbins Roofing provides quality and service that is second to none. For roof installation, repairs, or maintenance, Robbins is the clear choice.
For roofing at its very best, trust R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Visit RobbinsRoofingInc.com.
CIB number OK8000251.
News Radio 1000, KTOK.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move with Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate, where you can contact me at 405-722-3232, or an easier way to contact me is...
contact through web, BeckyIvins.com. And I also encourage you that you can go there and click radio and hit subscribe if you can listen to the podcast, where if you're out and about and on a Saturday and miss a show, you can re-listen to any show in the past or...
I had two people tell me this week, well, I only hear about half your show because I'm on my way somewhere.
Yeah.
And, of course, I should have been bright enough to say, oh, you could subscribe to the podcast. But
yeah. And it's anywhere that you podcast, Apple iTunes or Spotify, you just can hit subscribe.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are here with Ken McBride, who is president of Chicago Title, Oklahoma, answering my various questions I've been asking today. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do the smallest repair, check for hail damage, check for wind damage, get up there and check your chimney and see why it's leaking.
Gutter damage. That's one of the gutter people damage? Don't, yeah, of how much, like one, I was out with Larry, and just one ding on a section of gutters makes that whole section replaceable within most insurance companies.
There you go.
Yeah. I learned something this past week.
They handle your insurance claim with ease, and you don't have to do it.
And thank God.
Yes, for sure. So, Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. It's 728-3700, or you can always...
always go to Becky's Favorites. Just go to BeckyIvins.com and click on Favorites. I've known a pattern here. You do the phone stuff, and I do the web. Is that the pattern we have going on?
I don't
on?
Know.
All right. What's our word of the day?
Our word of the day is closing. We're talking about a real estate closing. So what is it, Ken McBride?
A real estate closing, in the context that we're using this word, is when all of the things that need to happen in order for the real estate transaction to be consummated have occurred. And frequently that will include the execution of documents, signing a mortgage, a deed. Frequently it will include the funding of that mortgage, a mortgage loan, and then the receipt and disbursement of funds so that the seller receives whatever equity they might be entitled to, and any existing encumbrances on the property are paid off by the title company. So closing, we will hear sometimes some people will say, well, I think it's closed. Well, I always say if it's not funded, and all the funds have not been received and dispersed, it's not really closed. It will be when everything happens that needs to happen to fully consummate the transaction.
Yeah, and you know something? Ken, I had a closing. You mentioned something about Oklahoma and Florida being different. I just purchased a house in Florida. Not that I get to go there. It's just an investment. But right after the closing, I got a phone call from the broker, who's a friend of mine, that said, "Hey, Becky, they were running the final title check on that and came up with a lien from the county on that property. They are being charged $350 a day until they get this permit. They had converted part of a garage, and that had not been permitted. And until that permit comes up, we're really not closed." I said, "Well, that's funny. You've got all my money." So it took about 5 weeks to get that done.
At $350 a day?
Yes.
Wow.
The seller had good incentive to get that taken care of.
Wow.
What's really funny, the seller lives in Norman.
It is a small world.
I know, right? But it took a while to get that done. Well, because they were dealing with, first of all, a permit had not been issued, not even been requested. So they had to request a permit, I guess pretend that they were doing the work real quickly, and then call for a final inspection of that. And everything was fine with it. It's just, I'm glad they caught that, because I wouldn't have wanted to have to go through that when I sell it.
Yeah.
Because I need a permitted property, you know, so.
Well, and that's all the things, and Ken, you guys deal with so well, is there's so many little boxes that have to be checked in order for that to closing to occur.
That's very true. And we try to do, you know, we try to do what we do mostly behind the scenes, because the closing, even though we may be handling the closing and facilitating the receipt and transfer of funds and the execution of documents, the closing's not really about us. The closing is about the buyer, the seller, the lender, the real estate professionals that are helping to guide people through that transaction. And so our job is to be as invisible as possible and to facilitate everything and try and smooth out any bumps that might be in the road.
So you issue title insurance. So what exactly is title insurance?
It's really interesting. Title insurance is very different from other types of insurance. For one thing, it insures the status of title as of a particular date. And so it really insures as to matters that have occurred historically that might impact that title. And it's also a type of insurance that, because of the nature of it, it's a one-time premium. And your owner's title insurance protects you as long as you own the property. And so you've got a one-time premium that if you amortize it out over the average time that someone lives in a home, it's not very much per year over that. But it protects you against something coming up on your property that's unforeseen. The most common thing you hear talked about in title claims are claims that come up because of matters that are not apparent from the public record. Our abstracting, we search the public record. We gather together all information in the public record, the court clerk's office, the county clerk's office, and sometimes in the federal courts that affect that particular piece of property. We gather all that together. We examine it. We make an evaluation. But still, there are things that happen to property that there's nothing in the public record about.
Can you give us an example of one of those things?
You know, I'll give you an example. This one happened a long time ago, but it was, I thought when it happened, I thought this is such a natural example. A fellow had a farm, and it had been in their family a long time, had two daughters, passed away. And so one of the daughters thought he'd had a will, but as it turned out, they never found a will. They never found a will or evidence of a will. And so property ended up being split amongst his heirs. His wife had predeceased him, so his heirs were his two daughters. And so the court split the farm, and they agreed on a boundary line, and one of them got half the farm, the other got the other half. And one of these women immediately put her half of the farm up for sale. She was ready to be done with it. And so she sells it, and, you know, life goes on. But some 4 years later, someone's going through the attic or something, and they're cleaning up some stuff, and they find his will.
Oh, man.
Well, what's interesting is that the old man had decided that he thought they might want to sell, so he left each of his daughters a life estate, with the remainder going to the grandkids.
Oh, my goodness.
So, of course, the buyers of that half of the farm, if they had owner's title insurance, they're protected. They are covered. The worst case scenario for them is they get their money back. So, you know, so that their investment in their property is protected. The if they didn't have any title insurance, if any other form of title evidence that they relied on would not protect them, because there was nothing in the public record to indicate that anybody else had a claim to that property.
So, wow. So title insurance insures, it's an indemnity, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is an indemnity. That's a very good word to call it.
And protects the holder from financial loss sustained from defects on a property.
That's right.
On the title of the property.
Yes.
So, okay.
And there's one other key element of this, if we've got just a second, that it also protects you even if there's not a defect, but someone claims that there's a defect.
Oh, that's even better.
Because
okay.
You're protected on your fees.
About it. We're going to talk about it more when we return on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Hi, I'm Joe McKinney with McKinney Investments, and I'm here to talk about Robbins Roofing. They're reliable. They're honest. They're not a fly-by-night group. They're here for the long haul. They've hit the mark every time with what they've said they're going to do, at the price that they said they were going to do it, and the time frame that they said they can do it. I couldn't recommend any other roofing company any more than I can Robbins Roofing.
For roofing at its very best, trust R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Visit RobbinsRoofingInc.com.
CIB number OKA0000251.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. I've met thousands of home sellers over the years, and their number one fear is, what happens if my home doesn't sell on time? There's one agent I recommend because they guarantee to sell your home.
In the Oklahoma City Metro, I would hire Becky Ivins. She sells a home on average every 48 hours and guarantees if your home doesn't sell at terms you agree to, Becky will buy it.
Partner with the agent I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
Never bought a home before? Where do you start? Start with us. First Liberty Bank is a local community bank with branches in Oklahoma City and Norman, offering competitive mortgage rates with superior service. Our experts are here to guide you through the process every step of the way so you can find the perfect place to call home. With interest rates nearing all-time historical lows, our staff of caring mortgage professionals are ready to help you take the next step in your home buying journey. Call us today at 405-608-4500. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all like to save money, and State Farm can help you with discounts. When you combine your car insurance with State Farm homeowners insurance, you get big savings. So talk to your neighborhood State Farm agent and experience the good neighbor service that has made State Farm America's number one insurance company. Together, they can make sure you get the discounts you deserve and coverage you need.
Call Brad Russell at 947-2812. Once again, 947-2812. Here to help life go right, State Farm.
Hey, you frustrated because you're trying to sell your home, but all you're getting are excuses? Hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you about a great American right in your backyard who can guarantee to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or she'll have it bought for cash. I'm talking about Becky Ivins of Movers Real Estate. Now, she services the entire Oklahoma City area. She has a system that outmarkets and outsells 99% of agents in Oklahoma City. Now, I've talked to a lot of agents and invested millions of dollars into real estate, so believe me, I know one mistake can mean losing a lot of money. Becky spends thousands of dollars every month to attract hundreds of buyers, which helps homes sell fast and for the most money. Now, you risk nothing because if at any point you're not happy, well, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Call Becky Ivins now, 722-3232, 722-3232, or check out her reviews online at BeckyIvins.com. That's BeckyIvins.com. And consider your home sold.
In Oklahoma, roofers are easy to find. But when it comes to finding the right one, only Robbins Roofing stands out among the rest. With over 60 years of experience in the industry, Robbins Roofing provides quality and service that is second to none. For roof installation, repairs, or maintenance, Robbins is the clear choice.
For roofing at its very best, trust R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Visit RobbinsRoofingInc.com.
CIB number OKA0000251.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Becky Ivins here, ready to answer questions. All you got to do is go to my website and put contact us.
Yeah, it has a contact us, and it has a button that if you're looking to interested in selling, buying, or here's the thing, you can do your home value. You're interested in what the value of your home is, click home value, put in your address, and we'll get a report and get back with you and talk about it.
I know you're going to get that report, and you're going to be going, wow, it's time for me to sell. Or you're going to argue about it and go, I think my home's worth more.
Either way, it's a great conversation to have with us.
Well, it is a conversation. It is a conversation, yes. And we'll dig into it a little bit deeper. If you're really thinking about if your home's worth a certain amount of money, then you can take action.
Yeah.
We want to spend the time that's required to give you a real hard number on that.
Yes.
So, okay.
NMLS number 196-895.
Good morning, Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're doing great. So tell us about the mortgage market and how do you apply for a loan and should people be thinking about refinancing about now?
Well, your last segment was spot on because I do think it's a time where you got to look at it. So when I say look, it's do I sell or do I refinance? So, you know, if your rates are greater than 4%, you got to ask the refinance questions. But the last thing I want to do is refinance a home if someone has an inkling of making a move and with transition to purchase a new home. So that's kind of what we do, Becky, here is we get deep. We ask a ton of questions. DeanRiddellHomeLoans.com is my website, but we get into the woods a little bit with our clients to make sure we're doing what's right for them. You know, it's similar to what you guys do on the real estate side, but we don't want to finance a home just to finance it. You know, we want to make sure we took care of their financial needs, whatever it may be.
Right. So, and to contact you, it's 858-7770, 405-858-7770, or go to DeanRiddellHomeLoans.com. You can ask a question there, or you can apply for a loan there, actually, right?
Or make time and come by and just brainstorm. I mean, I'm a brainstorm guy where they come to the conference room and we visit.
I've been near your brain before, and there sometimes is a storm.
Oh, my gosh. It's been there for the last 4 or 5 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, right.
You know, with this world we're in today, so that's okay.
Yeah, so we appreciate that you would keep us all informed. And the next time you're on, we want to continue the conversation about farm home loans when people buy land and it doesn't fit to a conforming mortgage. And I know we talked about that last week. So
right.
We will talk to you a little bit more later. Thanks so much. SWBC Mortgage, Dean Riddell. We're here with Ken McBride. And Ken, we've talked about a lot of things in the title business. I think this is one of the most educational programs we have had. And the one thing that is a glaring thing that we really must address is wire fraud. You start sending money by wire, and you end up having it intercepted by a bad guy, and you're out that much money. So how can you protect yourself?
Well, let me just say that many people, including myself, I have a personal email account that's on one of these free email things that does not include a lot of levels of security. And there are people around the world who make it their job to intercept these emails. And if you're receiving wiring instructions, they will intercept or do their best to intercept that and send some type of misleading or fraudulent wire instructions to someone. We only send out our wiring instructions once in the transaction. We don't change them. If we did change it, we wouldn't change it by an email. We will confirm these things on the phone. So please be careful when you're wiring, and confirm by telephone if you have any doubts at all about your wiring instructions.
And not the telephone number on the email.
No.
Call a known telephone number.
Call a known.
Talked to before.
That's right. Call a known telephone number.
Right. So, Mark, you had an experience this week of that.
I did. I mean, I had one that I had received a letter and about a business account. And so I'm just, you know, task oriented on the day, flying through. And so I called that number on the paper. And about midway through that phone conversation, I realized I don't know exactly who I'm talking to. And so I quickly ended that conversation and called the number that I knew that's on the back of my card, just the debit card I had. So I knew I was going to the financial institution. Ends up it was the right number, but
they were working from home.
They were working from home, and it was really. And I thought I'd given them enough information that if it was a fraudulent, I would have been duped. Like I'd already given out the information by that time, and it made me jump.
It's a huge problem, and it's just getting bigger. And people need to be very aware and very careful before they wire money.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So Ken McBride, Chicago Title. Why do we choose to close at Chicago Title every chance we get? It's because they almost always are on time. Yeah. They are always prepared. We don't have to wait for things to come in. They are friendly to our clients. They get things correct. Mistakes. I mean, you don't want a mistake at a closing.
Right.
Right? So why do other people choose? Because it matters where you close. It really does matter where you close. So we're going to have more for you next week. All you got to do is turn in here to KTOK News Radio 1000 for more of Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.